Hello there, friend. Welcome to Start Early Today, your daily dose of mindfulness, positivity, and insight. Hope you're doing well wherever you may be. Hope your body is feeling relaxed and energized, flexible and capable, and ready to seize the day in your very unique way, which includes health, well-being, and wholeness. The words health and whole both come from hail, the same English root dating back before the 12th century. Haleness is a state of robust good health or completeness to which we can aspire. It can mean a condition of being sound in body, mind, and spirit, and especially free from physical disease or pain. Sometimes disease or pain comes only from the mind. For whatever we think, we become as within, so without. As above, so below. So take stock of where you're hanging out in your thinking. Take responsibility to where you are putting your energy and focus on. Are you all tangled up in your head, friend? Take a moment to step back and untangle with a deep breath and a calm smile. And a wide perceptivity, it all can be changed. Everything around you can be changed if you change the way you look at them. A quote that I posted on my notes on Substack goes like, "The storm will never calm, but you can calmly stay and the storm shall pass." Hailing also means flourishing condition of well-being, the state of being happy, healthy, and prosperous. Take stock of the abundance around you. The mere fact that you're breathing, you are rich. Imagine all of the particles that expand your lungs and all the adenosine triphosphate, if you want to talk biology. These are the currency of energy that is being generated by your system. From protein to energy, through movement, you rip some muscles, making your physical body more capable, putting yourself in exposure of things that you're afraid of, make you more resilient and elastic. Think of yourself like a rubber band, being able to expand yourself towards things that you never knew existed, towards the things that you never knew you are capable of. And this comes with practice and listening to your intuition. What excites you? What brings you joy? What brings you delight? It shall and will keep you young if you remain curious and interested in things inside you and outside of you. And the mere fact that we are alive is such a mystery that we cannot stop but wonder and be in awe and be in grace and respect and gratitude. What are three things that you are grateful for today? Maybe you have clean water. Maybe you can breathe. If you can breathe, there are more good things happening to you than bad. It's all about perspective, my friend. It's all about how you see it. And most times it's the feeling, not the thing. It's not the car. It's the feeling when you have a car. It's the freedom to go anywhere. It's not the marathon. It's not about finishing the marathon. It's about being the type of person who is able to do what he is set, what he or she has set out to do for him or herself, or non-binarily self, to be more politically correct. So be healthy, be hale and hearty, as the fast food chain says in a And in New York, it's a brand that's out there when I was bike messengering. Hale and Hearty. So be of good rapport. It indicates a healthy, wholehearted person. One who has both emotional as well as physical well-being. Happiness is not dependent on physical health alone, but also mental wellness. When Bill Moyers interviewed Rachel Naomi Remen, who has a 60-year-old personal history of Crohn's disease, for his book Healing and the Mind, she said, "I'm not healthy in the way that most people use that word, physically sound. I probably couldn't run down the beach with you this afternoon. My body won't do that. So I'm not healthy, but I am whole." You see, we start moving into paradoxes here. Sometimes illness evokes health in people. Many people on this retreat seem very healthy, very alive, and yet, let me, they're not physically healthy. And some of the most boring people are those who are jogging and eating healthy food as if the physical health of their body is their goal in life. Health is not a goal, it's a means to doing what is purposeful or meaningful in life. But you can do it anyway, even if you are not physically fit. As a medical doctor, Dr. Remen knows that care of the body is important, but obsessing about it is not. So, stay balanced, my friend. Don't become too freakishly obsessed with physical fitness, for it is only a part. There is mental and spiritual as well, and your relationships too. How are you with other people? How do you perceive and receive the world around you? That is what is more important than your muscles. Oh yes, you look good, but if you do not feel good inside with all of your resistance with what is, well, your physical beauty and aesthetic is of no use. It is of no service. It is of no beauty. So make the physical beauty match your internal beauty. We only do the yoga asanas to prepare for meditation. It is not simply physical, spiritual gymnastics, as they say. It's deeper than that. It is being at one. It's calming the chatter of the mind. Or rather, it becoming louder. The chatter becomes louder because you get to really see it and listen to it. In each and every pose, just like in your sitting meditation, if you become silent for 10 minutes, the chatter becomes louder and you're tempted to run away. We're all tempted to distract ourselves with tasks, with fixing things, with physical sensation and stimulation, with shopping. But try to become a master of yourself. Try sitting still and let the intensity of the ego's fiery desires and push and storms be. You stand in the middle of it, silent, centered, composed, and honorable, honoring the ego for its intent. For we all know the ego's intention. It's to protect us. Go behind the intent of the ego rather than its commands. Go to its intent and be the higher being. Tell the chatter of the mind, the one who is fearful, afraid, and in lack, and in limitation, "It's okay, my friend. All is well. We may not know what's gonna happen, but we know that it's gonna be okay. Because such is the nature of life." for today's evil is enough thereof, something like that from the Bible. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. All we gotta do is to be present and be engaged with the task at hand. And segment intending is really helpful, like intending moments per tasks or per subjects. For example, tidying up. Let this be tidying up for the next 30 minutes of my day. Okay, this one is called being a good father. For an hour, I'll be a good father. Okay? Really paying attention to what is needed at hand. And it comes per hour or per segment. We can't get lost in the future or way back into the past, making us suffer through nostalgia, longing for the past. I have learned from the Substack of my friend Caroline. Follow her. Her Substack is called Talking to Myself by Caroline. The wonderful, wonderful musings and essays of Caroline on Substack. It's called Talking to Myself. So may you be healthy today in physicality, in mind, and in spirit. And make sure that nothing can disturb your peace through mindfulness. So have these mindful pauses and mindful snacks. Go to startearlytoday.com. We have an array of tools that you can use within your day. And pick one that you can use. We have over 250 tools that you can use. Startearlytoday.com. And if you like my writing, go to makepurethyheart@substack.com. And if you're into healthy vegan cooking, go to makepurethyheart.com. Makepurethyheart.com. Startearlytoday.com. Tell your friends, namaste.